Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. In the presidential campaign, Democrat Joe Biden will be in North Carolina today, while President Trump will be stumping in Nevada. Yesterday, Trump held rallies in two crucial Midwest states that he had flipped from blue to red in 2016. NPR's Sam Greenglass reports.
Trump started in Muskegon, Michigan, and then made a quick hop across Lake Michigan for a rally in Janesville, Wisconsin. The president is back to holding big campaign rallies, not long after a coronavirus cluster emerged from a White House event and the president ended up hospitalized. Saturday's campaign events were held outdoors, but with almost no social distancing and very little mask wearing. In Michigan, the crowd chanted "lock her up" as Trump complained about Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who enacted swift stay-at-home orders this spring.
A guy like Biden and the Democrats want to keep Michigan locked up, locked down, and closed for business. No, it's so badly hurting your state.
And in Wisconsin, coronavirus cases are spiking. Right now, the state is home to some of the nation's worst hotspots. Sam Greenglass, NPR News.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he understands people are getting tired of restrictions enacted to deal with the pandemic. He says he'd love to tell New Yorkers not to worry and just live their lives.
Go ahead. Enjoy yourself. Don't listen to these whiners. Worry, worry, worry. Go ahead. I would love to be able to say that. I would love to. You know the problem? It's not true. 217,000 passed away.
Researchers at Johns Hopkins University now say more than 219,000 people have died in the U.S. Cuomo did announce that movie theaters outside of New York City will be allowed to reopen Friday in those counties with a lower rate of new infections. They'll be limited to 25% capacity with a maximum of 50 viewers per screen. Activists held marches across the country yesterday in support of women's rights. In Philadelphia, hundreds of people gathered outside Independence Hall, then made their way through the city. Katie Meyer of member station WHYY reports.
The Women at Philly's march came from all around the city and from New Jersey and the suburbs and blocked off streets as they walked. Valerie Mack attended the march with her cousin, Darlene Hayes. Mack says she's most concerned about preserving American institutions, even though as a Black woman, she feels they haven't always worked perfectly.
We've loved this country in spite of it. We've loved this country because we know that there's the promise of equality.
Along with signs calling to abolish the patriarchy and honoring late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, many rallying in Philly made a point of showing their support for the rights of transgender people and for the Black Lives Matter movement. For NPR News, I'm Katie Meyer in Philadelphia.
This is NPR News. Another major protest is planned today in Minsk, Belarus, calling on President Alexander Lukashenko to resign. Demonstrators claim his re-election in August was rigged. The European Union and the U.S. say the vote was neither free nor fair. Opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, in exile in Lithuania, is demanding Lukashenko step down by October 25th or face a nationwide strike. In Europe, the number of coronavirus cases continues its steep rise, with national leaders among those testing positive. Terry Schultz reports many countries are implementing strict controls, but the numbers are still climbing.
The Austrian and Belgian foreign ministers have contracted the virus, with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell in isolation due to contact with infected people. On Friday, Finnish Prime Minister Sanna Marin left an EU summit early to head into quarantine after one of her colleagues tested positive. While present, Marin had urged the suspension of in-person meetings. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier is also in isolation after one of his bodyguards was infected. On Saturday, Germany and the Netherlands recorded the most new cases since the pandemic began. In Belgium, the past week's rate was nearly double that of the previous one. The World Health Organization warns intensive care units in Europe could soon be overwhelmed. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
In baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Houston Astros 4-2 last night to advance to the World Series. They'll face either the Dodgers or the Braves, depending on who wins tonight. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.